Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. At the beginning of this year, St. Louis streets remained uncleared of snow and ice for weeks after a winter storm. Current city leadership aims to stay ahead of a repeat. Yesterday, Mayor Kara Spencer laid out plans to deal with winter conditions well ahead of this season's snowfall. Here to talk with us about that is STLPR politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum. As always, great to have you on, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Jason, what were the major points of the city's plan?
First of all, they're going to have more salt than they had in years past, which was definitely a big problem for the winter storm, given that you had a situation where I think it rained and then it froze and then it was really cold for a long time. I don't need to traumatize people to remember that storm. They also have several new trucks, including four smaller trucks that could conceivably go through some side streets. They are not promising to plow all side streets. As we'll get to, that's often not possible, but it is now at least possible in certain instances. They are also trying to incentivize people with commercial truck driving licenses who work for the city to take on shifts by boosting the pay. So I think the goal here is to be a little bit more proactive, especially if there is another type of calamitous winter storm in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Did anything about those points or, Jason, about city protocol regarding street snow and ice clearance stand out to you?
Yeah, I think the fact that they're no longer completely ruling out side streets being plowed, I think, is notable. The reason why the city cannot plow all the side streets is in many parts of the city, people park on the side of the road, and oftentimes they park on both sides of the roads. And these roads are not wide enough for a plow to come through without knocking off, like, windows of cars are actually just hitting them. That was the case in 2014 when the side streets were going to be cleared. I think the fact now that they have smaller plows and there is a protocol in place to maybe plow them under certain circumstances and after all the other main snow routes are done, I think is notable, but we're going to have to see how that actually plays out.
Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson, who's the city's chief operating officer, also said something about a salt bank.
Yes, it's not when you go and, you know, to a bank and they give you salt instead of pennies. But I think the idea is there are a number of neighborhood organizations that want to help out and do things to, I would presume, clear sidewalks or even clear some side streets themselves. So the city is going to have this program available for neighborhood organizations to go get some salt and then maybe divide it among certain, I'm just throwing this out here, certain business owners or certain residents. And that could be kind of a backdoor way to treat side streets without having to knock a few rearview mirrors off.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any sense of what people think of the plans that have been rolled out?
I don't think I really heard anything negative about it. And when I was at the press conference, nothing that was said came away as like, oh, this is definitely not a good idea, or oh, they shouldn't get more salt. Because like the worst thing that happens is if you have too much salt, you can just stockpile it and use it in subsequent years. I do think it'll be interesting to see if Spencer performs better than now former mayor Tashara Jones. This winter storm response was largely seen as the reason, or one of the reasons, Jones lost by such a large margin. So there's going to be a lot of pressure for Spencer to do better. And if she doesn't, I think she's going to hear about it because she basically ran on the promise that she was going to do better jobs at things like managing snowstorms.
Mm-hmm. I mean, apart from hearing about it, you are the politics correspondent.
I am.
And as a mayoral candidate, as you said, now Mayor Kara Spencer was really focused on improving city services. So what is at stake with these plans and their successful execution And then also, as you said, is a calamitous storm happened in January. If we don't get one, then...
No, I don't think anyone is going to be upset if we don't get a calamitous storm and we don't have to do any of this. Like, I think that would be, you know, you have to... The trucks are still going to be available in subsequent years. It's not like they will, like, dissolve into a pillar of salt by you know, March. But I think, you know, I think there is a lot at stake. I think when you run for office and you make certain promises that you're going to do better than the person that you beat, especially when it's an incumbent, you actually have to perform and you actually have to follow through on that. And we found in the last election that if you don't follow through on basic city services, you lose a lot of political capital. Spencer has built a lot of goodwill from the response to the tornado, which I also understand is not universal among residents. There are some people who feel the city or the state or the federal government haven't done enough. But, like, not doing well on things like dealing with a snowstorm, especially when there are still a lot of people displaced by the tornado, that's a way to evaporate that goodwill really quickly.
Yeah. Jason Rosenbaum is the politics correspondent for St. Louis Public Radio. Jason, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Darius Varner.
Audio engineering and sound design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.